1320 WILS. Imagine this. 1 in 20 people have a thyroid problem, and most of them are women. And in fact, they go undiagnosed for years in most cases. Dr. Pamela Smith joins us. She's the author of the book, What You Must Know About Thyroid Disorders and What to Do About Them. She spent about 25 years as an ER physician at the Detroit Medical Center. Now spent many years as an anti-aging metabolic medicine specialist. Dr. Smith, great to have you here.
Hi, how are you doing tonight?
Good, good. And this, your book is out in paperback now, is that right?
It is. It just came out in paperback 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, and in terms of the book, you say that thyroid disorders lead to things like autoimmune dysfunctions, mood swings, cancer, memory loss, weight issues, celiac disease. It sounds like just about everything. Is that fair to say?
Well, it really is. My book actually covers low thyroid function, which is known as hypothyroidism. It covers hyperthyroidism, which is an overproduction of thyroid hormone. Mm-hmm. And it even looks into the facts of thyroid and mood, thyroid and heart, thyroid and digestion. Mm. There's a lot of things because thyroid is literally the conductor of the body.
What is that? Where is the thyroid? Why is it so important?
Well, it's so important. The thyroid gland is actually located in your neck. And it's important because it regulates almost everything that occurs in your body. For example, it helps your body have really good memory. Thyroid functioning well helps regulate cholesterol metabolism.
How does that work? Because it's not in the brain. How would something in your neck affect your memory?
Because your body, when it makes thyroid hormone, it produces two different kinds. One is called T3. And the other is called T4. Uh-huh. And the T3 one helps regulate memory and focus.
So it's just a hormone. Is it like a master hormone producer, the thyroid?
It is. It's a master hormone, or literally a conductor of the symphony of the body.
And why do so many people have thyroid problems?
That's a great question. It certainly seems that more people now have thyroid issues than before. There's a lot of different theories on why that happens. Some of it for people is related to gluten. Certainly not everybody is gluten tolerant, but some people that are. Even women after they deliver sometimes have thyroid problems. So a lot of different reasons.
Okay. I mean, is it a chemical thing, or do people bump their thyroid, or what happens?
No, it's more of a chemical thing. It's kind of hard to actually injure your thyroid gland. So it's really not an injury issue. It's more a chemical imbalance.
Okay. And does it start at a young age, or what usually kind of triggers the problem?
Well, we can see thyroid dysfunction at any age, although the incidence of thyroid not functioning as well, too much or too little thyroid production, does increase with age itself. Mm-hmm. Some people have a thyroid underfunction really just due to the fact that they're deficient in nutrients.
Okay, for example, you're saying when it underfunctions, it doesn't release enough hormones or releases too much? Is that the problem?
It doesn't release enough hormones.
Okay.
And sometimes that's due to nutritional deficiencies such as iron, iodine, zinc, basic vitamins like vitamin A, B2, B6, B12. Uh-huh. Sometimes people take medications that cause their thyroid not to function as well as it could. And sometimes people just don't eat right. Studies have shown that a bad carb diet, low-fat, low-protein diets, all of those can be related to poor thyroid function.
Is it usually a subtle problem where you're not in pain or something's not horribly wrong, but it's just something's not quite right?
Yes, and there's a lot of different symptoms people may have from low thyroid function. One of the most common symptoms is fatigue, where they just don't have as much energy as they used to, although certainly lack of focus is a common symptom as well.
Talking to Dr. Pamela Smith, the book, What You Must Know About Thyroid Disorders and What to Do About Them. What do you do about them?
Well, number one, if you think you have low-functioning thyroid, because you might have had some of the symptoms we discussed tonight, start eating a better diet, Starter multivitamins, those things you can do without seeing a healthcare provider. Mm-hmm. But if you do have a lot of these symptoms, and certainly seeing your primary care doctor or seeing a specialist like an endocrinologist or an anti-aging functional medicine physician, any of these practitioners can help diagnose thyroid.
And so, so what is it? You check for hormones in the blood, and that tells you if the thyroid's not working?
Yes, these are simple blood studies that can be done. It is important to do the entire panel of thyroid hormone and not just one or two studies.
Okay, so if your thyroid's functioning in a low way, so you change your diet, at what point, what kind of medical intervention are you going to be advised?
Well, medical intervention, if the body is producing too little thyroid, can be as simple as taking some iodine or multivitamin, or it may be that you need to be prescribed thyroid hormone to take, which is really very easy to replace.
One last thing, though, that you say cancer. How does thyroid disorders cause cancer?
Well, cancer of the thyroid gland itself is, again, more common nowadays than it used to be. People, when they get thyroid cancer, again, it can be either fast-growing or slow-growing. Uh-huh. People commonly see their neck area get bigger. There are some risk factors associated with it, such as family history. Somebody else in your family has had thyroid cancer. That puts you at increased risk.
Okay. Well, do you have the thyroid removed then? Or?
Thyroid removed would be one treatment. Other treatments are things such as giving iodine and actually irradiating the thyroid gland so it doesn't overproduce. So there's a number of different things, radiation and chemo, if it's actually cancerous.
Yeah, if you remove the thyroid, what's life like after that?
Well, if you remove the thyroid gland, if it's because of overproduction of thyroid hormone, many times you do now end up with underproduction, so you just take thyroid medicine. Uh-huh. If you remove thyroid hormone because of cancer, that's a little different story. Sometimes you also need chemotherapy. But again, the studies are very good now in people who get thyroid cancer. Mm-hmm. Like many cancers, it's all about early diagnosis.
Gotcha. But you're saying you can take hormones and that basically replaces the whole function of the thyroid?
You can. You can take hormones and replace thyroid function, which is good news.
You can learn a lot more of the book, What You Must Know About Thyroid Disorders and What to Do About Them. Dr. Pamela Smith. Dr. Smith, thanks.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening.
You too.